This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
As Mark talked about a little bit earlier, MSNBC is preparing for major programming changes under new president Rebecca Kutler. Simone Sanders Townsend, Alicia Mendez, and Michael Steele are set to take over the 7 p.m. slot from Tuesday to Friday, with a two-hour block on Mondays replacing Joy Reid, whose final show airs this week.
There's no joy. Now we just need Joy Behar taken off the air. Then all would be right.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It looks like Alex Wagner, who was a host, is now expected to become a contributor, with Jen Psaki likely taking over at least 1 hour of evening programming. And MSNBC is also in talks with Eugene Daniels and Melissa Murray for potential roles.
I don't know who those people.
I don't either.
I don't know who they are either. It won't matter.
I'm just throwing it out there because it was in there.
Yeah. Peppermint Patty, I mean, she's biased, but she's not as bad as Joy Reid, the former communications director for Biden.
Yet.
She's not as bad yet, but, you know, I mean.
Wait till she's on an hour.
Having to listen to that woman. I mean, I only played sound bites from her because it's all I could take at any given time. TV's a ratings game. And I don't know, like, Maddow's only on one day a week now, I think.
No, she's on for the first 100 days of the Trump administration. She is going to be on every day.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Alex Wagner was supposed to take over from that. Because
yes.
They took that away from her, and now they are not going to give it back to her.
Well, because she's on there agreeing with Joy Reid on everything she says. So, yeah, that's a good move, MSNBC. We'll see if they keep moving in the right direction. They're all scared to death Elon Musk is going to buy them and just clean house.
Yeah, because Comcast Universal is trying to, like, spin off all these things, and MSNBC is not part of that deal. They're going to spin that off separately.
Wow.
Oops.
Well, they have to drop the NBC portion of it if they're not all owned by the same company anymore?
I don't know.
Remember when CBS sold KMOV? It was KMOX TV, and then they had to add a V to it because they sold it to Viacom because they didn't want to connect it anymore with the parent company.
Which was O&O'd.
Yes. Huh. Yep.
The 2025 Screen Actor Guild Awards happened on Sunday. Just to give you a little brief, I guess, preview of what the Oscars may end up being. Conclave won for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Timothy Chalamet took home Male Actor and Lead Role. Demi Moore actually got the Female Actor and Lead Role, which surprised a couple people.
For what? For
Substance.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Kieran Culkin took home supporting male role. Totally deserved if you haven't seen Real Pain. He's about the only good thing I thought in it, but he was amazing in it. And Zoe Saldana, she took home the female supporting role for Emilia Perez.
And that's petered out.
Yeah, I don't know what's yeah, going on with that.
That one, that
oh,
movie kind of
so
failed,
speak,
didn't it?
Hold on. Yeah, I forgot about that. I did not mean to do that.
No.
I catch what you're doing. As on the television side, the only ones I got are Shogun took home the drama series, and Only Murders in the Building took home comedy series. They beat out the hilarious The Bear.
And Best Actor, Martin Short won.
Yep.
Wow. I'm way behind because I haven't seen hardly any of those except
Shogun was really good.
The Bear. I think you'd like Only Murders.
I started to watch the third season of Reacher last night.
Oh, my wife's watching that.
Okay, and so they're not Gates and that lead actor are not in a fight. They're cool. Because they were in some sort of tiff between each other.
Okay.
And Gates came out last week. Matt Gates came out last week and said, no, we're all cool.
We have no problem.
Yeah. I didn't know what the beef was. Because you had said something about that he was, he said something.
He did say something about him, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to make him mad. The actor. What's his name?
Alan Richardson.
Richardson.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Woo! It's a monster.
But he and Gates were having some beef, but Matt Gates came out last week and said, no, we're all cool.
Talking about big dudes, I guess. Amazon, we talked about this on Friday, how they got a hold of the 007 rights. Well, Jeff Bezos went on Twitter, I believe it was, and put out a poll to the fans. Who do you want to be the next 007, James Bond? They had Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, Michael Fassbender, but the one that took the poll and by a huge margin was Superman himself, Henry Cavill.
None of those guys are, well, I guess Fassbender's British, but yeah. I want my James Bond to be British.
Aaron Taylor, what's his last name, Johnson?
Yeah.
I think he should get it. He's British too, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, see.
And he's young enough.
And a lot
he
of those guys are,
too,
I mean, I guess Idris Elba, but we talked about that on Friday. He's too old for James Bond now.
Yeah. I heard from a friend, speaking of Bond, I was talking to a friend this weekend who tried to get, who does a radio show and tried to get George Lazenby on and was told by his handlers that he charges $5,000 for media appearances. He won't do an interview for less than $5,000. And they're like, okay, it's radio and we're cheap, so that is not going
to
happen.
That is... Arguably, that is one of the best Bond movies.
He's like 85 now, right? Mm-hmm. So he's getting up there.
And they say if it would have been Connery or Moore, it would be considered the best Bond movie of any of them.
Okay.
But if it wasn't, Honor Majesty's Secret Service is fantastic, if you've never seen it.
Yeah.
I have not. A top-rated Kyoto ramen shop, it's called Toyo Ryo, sparked outrage after its owner posted a bounty on two customers who left one-star reviews. The owner took to Instagram, threatening the duo and offering 100,000 yen, which is about $662, each for their identification, even posting their photo. The aggressive outburst drew heavy criticism, prompting the owner to issue an apology, admitting the reaction went a little too far. The restaurant also released a formal apology, pledging to rebuild its reputation and earn genuine customer support.
What kind of restaurant was it?
It's a ramen shop.
No ramen for you.
Did you know that one of the top ramen noodle shops in the country is in South St. Louis?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Across from Tillis Park on Hampton.
Okay.
And I was coming home from the hockey game last night at 9 o'clock, and there was a line out the door.
Wow.
No kidding.
There is always a line out the door. It's right there just north of Filer.
You don't know the name of it?
Every time I drive by, I go, I should probably learn what the name of that place is.
Because it looks popular, huh?
Yeah.
It's number one on Yelp.
Wow.
For ramen.
Who knew? I did not know that. Interesting. All right. Coming up, we'll get to real or fake news in the next hour. Mama Kay is offering up her services since Kim isn't here this morning.
Okay. She just wants to pick
on
the
Facebook.
Music on
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, I know she does. Want. That's exactly what she wants.
Get more at 971talk.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.